Doyle wants Wisconsin to partner with other states in what's known as the Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement. States that participate voluntarily collect sales taxes on items purchased over the internet from residents of other states in the pact. The governor says it fixes a situation under current law where traditional brick-and-mortar stores in Wisconsin are punished because they have to charge higher prices to account for a sales tax.
Whereas somebody with very, very limited connections to the state is able to sell that product without sales tax. That's unfair to our businesses here in Wisconsin.
Greendale Republican Assemblyman Jeff Stone sits on the legislature's budget writing committee. He says his GOP colleagues are divided on this issue. Some see it as a tax increase, although Stone thinks it merits a closer look. He says sales tax revenue from traditional sources isn't growing as fast as the rest of the economy because more people are avoiding taxes by shopping online. Stone thinks that's particularly true in and around his southeastern Wisconsin district.
We have more people wired with high-speed internet. It's easier to shop online, make those purchases that, while they're subject to sales tax, it isn't being collected.
Estimates have varied on exactly how the governor's plan would affect the state's bottom line. When Doyle proposed it in his last budget, his office estimated Wisconsin would see a net gain of roughly $26 million over 2 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.